We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gardo's versus the A's in Oakland, 10 o'clock, first pitch. Get ready for that. Thank you, Major League Baseball, by the way. Yeah, I really appreciate making it as hard as it possibly humanly can be to watch opening day of my favorite team. Because here's the thing. Also, there's really one way to watch it. Really only one way. We don't have the cool Rockies thing that they got going on. Hopefully that's the last.
What
do
the Rockies got? Their own app?
Or? Yeah, they have their own app. So instead of...
Don't the Jazz have that too in basketball?
Yeah. And there's another... Oh my gosh, there's another team. It might be the Nuggets have something similar. But I hear everything Zach is saying. I think a lot of us are informing our expectations for this year, and I think Vegas is as well, based off what happened last year. And I just it is totally fair to say that in 2022, it was everything happening at the right time from where that team started to where they finished. 100% fair. And it was a great minute, as good as bad as last year's of a job Tito did. Mm-hmm. He was as good 2 years ago. But like, the recipe is not dissimilar to the recipe from 2022. And when I say that, what I mean is, like, I don't know that they're going to go ahead and you know, be a singles team and steal a bunch of bases. I don't know. I do think you can win consistently like that, but you need a lot of support from Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor. But, like, that 2022 team didn't have – like, yes, they had Jimenez. Going into the season, he was a complete non-entity. Josh Naylor had been fun to watch hit, had not been healthy. So Josh Naylor was not Josh Naylor. You had a absolute zero in both center field and at catcher. Well, now you got Bo Naylor. And listen, I don't know the Freeman thing in center field is going to work out. It's a hell of a lot better idea than Miles Straw roaming the center field and trying to figure it out while having a, 570 OPS. So the roster, yeah, like, guys, it's not the 27 Yankees, right? You don't have Lou Gehrig. You don't have Babe Ruth. You don't have a bunch of big boppers. You can win the way that they can hit. I think it was Fangraphs. Andy sent this to me. Andy Roth sent this to me. I think it was Fangraphs has them as in terms of wins above replacement for their for lineups in baseball. They project the Guardians to be the 16th most valuable lineup in baseball. That actually does get it done. If you have a top five, top 10 pitching staff, now again, this is bullpen and rotation. Both have to be really darn good, and I think they should be. You should be able to win with a middle-of-the-road offense. Because quite frankly, for most of 2022, you were not middle of the road. You were bottom of the barrel. You just had timely hitting. So I think this team has an incredible amount of upside, and I just tend to think, like, last year was a freak circumstance. This year, you've got a chance with a new manager to kind of clean the slate and see what some of these young guys do. And it might be a different roster looking in 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
It has worked out with this organization before. 216-474-0092. Are the Guardians being slept on? 61% saying no. Ron, do you feel like the Guardians are being slept on?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for making it.
I just wanted to, our guest, Mr. Mizo, made an excellent observation as I was listening to you guys come back. as I told your screener, I don't think it's the fans. I think it's the ownership that's sleeping on this team. I was looking for them to make at least one move, at least one, to add a bat to this lineup. And the way you described it, even though I respect what you said, for this team to be even contenders, everything is going to have to be perfect. It's not going to have to be no injuries to the pitching staff. The bullpen going to have to be perfect. Everything is going to have to fall directly in place. And that just don't do nothing for me.
Ron, we appreciate it. I respect your opinion as well. Thank you for being respectful. I mean, isn't that every team that isn't a big market team that spends $150 million, $200 million, $250, $300 million? Like last year, the Met, literally everything went wrong with the Mets last year. They were like a 75-win team. Everything went wrong. They had $300 million. More than, it was like $340 million. So they had injuries. They had cultural issues. I think they fired their manager at some point. I'm pretty sure they got a new manager in New York. So, like, just because you spend a lot of money doesn't guarantee you diddly squat. The Twins last year, they actually were kind of a 500 team, and then things started to kind of pick up for them around the deadline, and they ran away with the division at 87 wins. They won, damn near won it by 10 games last year. So I hear what people are saying, and here's the thing. Like, I'm just beyond dissing the Dolans. Cause, and it's not that it's not a valid thought. I'm no longer going to base my love of this team on ownership, because baseball has a ownership problem across the board, and it does happen to be mostly in small to mid markets. Even at best, Cleveland would be, you know, market 17 in baseball, given how things lay out. So, like, do I get frustrated that the Guardians didn't make any moves? Yeah, but if you're a well-run organization, which is what the Guardians have been really since Chernetti took over, you should be able to compete year to year. The Ats fell out of it last year. That's very frustrating. I'd rather that they didn't go out and sign another Josh Bell that just didn't work, did not fit whatever organizationally you wanted to do, and throw away another $16 million. And here's the other thing specific to this year, Dustin.
Yeah.
Nobody spent money. It was the Yankees that spent $1 billion on players. Everybody, almost everybody else spent zero. And that was a crunch because of the TV deals and because of baseball still kind of reacting to just post-pandemic financial realities. That's not a Cleveland issue. I can be free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Frustrated with those things, but man, I love watching Jose Ramirez play baseball too damn much. I love watching Shane Bieber pitch too much in what might be his final, what probably is his final opening day as a Guardian. I love watching Styx McKenzie. I love watching Class A. I love watching Jimenez when he plays good ball. Like Naylor, Bo Naylor, both Naylors. I can't do it anymore. I can't just be, well, they sucked last year, so they're going to suck this year. No, I think that's where people are sleeping. I think our poll's wrong. I think people are sleeping on the Guardians. And the good news is I know as soon as this team and the weather heats up, I know I'm going to see most of you at the ballpark anyways.
I'll go to the park when it heats up. But right now, May, April, baseball in Cleveland, just not my thing.
Can we all agree? And listen, I'm so excited to see what they did at the ballpark. I really am. I don't give a damn about the blue seats. I don't. I'm very excited to see how the ball... I can't wait till that thing opens up. At some point, for the betterment of Cleveland baseball, maybe when the Browns move off the lakeshore, maybe that's where we can put it. I do think the Browns need a dome. I think the Browns need a retractable roof stadium, and I think the Browns are going to settle for a dome because the Haslams are only worth $9 billion. You can only afford
so
much.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think there's a team in town that would benefit as much as the Guardians. And I love where the ballpark sits. So you got to understand what it takes for me to say this. If you could get a retractable roof stadium for the Guardians, I think it would be a game changer. And obviously, they're not going to do that because of the partnership with the Gateway. And obviously, where it sits is perfect. I understand that. But if 20 years from now you could put a retractable roof stadium on the lake, I think it'd be the most significant thing to happen to Cleveland baseball since you built the Jake in the first place. 216-474-0092. Are the Guardians being slept on? Now, we started the show, as it is opening day, we did got a little bit of opening day talk in at the start of the show. Then we spent, I think, probably 45 minutes destroying J.B. Bickerstaff, but I think we slept on the potentially good news here for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Have you heard the word?
Have you heard the word
about the bird?
It's the word.
Yeah. Dan Gilbert, in talking with the AP in Detroit, he was actually talking about Detroit hosting the NFL draft this year and all that, but they asked him some questions about Cleveland, and Dan Gilbert said he believes Donovan Mitchell will re-sign in the summer.
Whoa!
I think that's another show. I also think that's another show, too. Doesn't Baskin Phelps do the clapping? I don't know. All right, so are you done fearing Donovan Mitchell will be gone?
Am I done fearing it?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because it's not coming from Donovan.
Okay, but it's coming from Dan. Dan and Donovan probably see each other occasionally. I was going to say hang out. That's not, you know, that'd be weird.
Sure about that?
It'd be a weird thing. 60-year-old billionaire with a 27-year-old NBA star. It'd be a little weird. A little Donald Sterling vibes.
I was thinking.
Not those Donald Sterling vibes. Different. There are a lot of vibes from Donald Sterling.
As you know, I'm not into vibes.
I think this was conveniently placed. I think Dan might have said this as a way to throw people off the scent of what a god-awful game was. Not just last night, guys, losing to the Hornets. I think this it's one of those things where I'm not saying Dan doesn't believe it, but maybe Dan saw value in, well, we're 9-13 in our last 22 games. Maybe with the pressure around this, I can help out by throwing people off because I do have playoff tickets to sell. Can I get you behind that idea? Just a little bit. Not saying he doesn't believe it. He can believe it and also understand the value of the sleight of hand of getting people to stop talking about what's going on the court for the Cavs right now.
It's a good sleight of hand.
Well, did it work for you?
Did it work for me? No, it doesn't work for me. But for some fans, it would.
I think it would work for most. I don't want to say casual fans because that's not fair. I think the more I've observed fans, and this is not a Cleveland thing, I think fans do like, I think we do like to bury our head in the sand. I think we feel better in moments where when the owner comes out and says, I'm pretty sure Donovan's going to re-sign this summer. I'm very confident. I think that's the kind of thing as a fan we go, okay, I can take that to the bank and I don't have to worry about it till June. Not entirely true. Dan Gilbert believes Donovan Mitchell will re-sign in the summer with the Cavaliers. Does that put your mind at ease that Donovan will be a Cavalier long-term?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.